Ushers come. I just would like to, it's great to see Sister Manley back from her safari to the west side. And, great to have you back, Sister Manley. Also, we have the Hammonds, Brother Dave Hammonds and his grandchildren, Charlita and Michael Beal. So great to have all of you here, Sister Charlita. Good to see you. Oh, there's our Minty. I'm sorry, I didn't. You all snuck in on me here. I went back and shook hands with the gentleman a little earlier and hiding under the hat. There we go. Good to see you all. And then we have Karen Schutz here. So many of you probably don't know, but it was Karen O'Crowley, and she came into this church back along 1982. So, and she's been away for a while, but good to have you back visiting today. So, and then it's great to have Spears, half of the Spears, as Spears is with us this morning. So great to have Sister Terry. He'll explain all of that. She's on her way, and they—I don't know what it is. They couldn't get them both on the same airplane or something. I'm not for sure. So they might need some marriage counseling. I'm not really for sure. Just messing with you, man. I'm doing it because I can. We need it. So great to have Brother Spears, Steve Spears, here with us. And he's going to be preaching to us. God bless you, brother.
Hallelujah. Well, so I don't know if it's Spears is or... I just, when people say it's dinner, I come. I don't know what it means, but anyway, thank you so much. And you, brother, you call me whatever. You call Terry. It don't matter. You've got a free dispensation, and you do what you'd like to. Goes for everybody. Wow, God bless you. It's good to be back. I almost said it's good to be back home. That's so kind of the way it feels. And... But Lord, have mercy. My southern blood. When I got in the car and didn't feel one drop of heat till I got clear to the church parking lot, I thought, Lord God, have mercy. We better do some shouting in here today. And so God bless you. Elder Grant, I love you. God bless you. Give you respect, Pastor Roy, and all this preaching staff. God bless all of you. Sister, where are the sister pastors? Okay, right there. There's one. God bless you. And they're always such excellent hosts and take such good care of us. I will say, though, that they put a nice basket in our room. Full of all kind of goodies. But at the top of the basket was a Green Bay Packers hat. No. Yeah. My goodness. I took a picture of it and sent it to Terry. I said, there's no way in God's heaven I'm putting that on my head. And I know who did it. So, you know, repay is, you know, it's tough stuff. But, wow, it's so good to be here today. God bless all of you. And I regret that Terry's not here. We had it all worked out. Now with her mother's situation, I don't know what will happen, but you know, before it's over. Pastor may be right. We may need some counseling before this is over. But it's. I apologize on her behalf. She wants to be here. I can tell you that right now. And so we thank you for your prayers. Well, isn't God good? Amen. Good to see all of you that we've learned to love and appreciate that make this church, all the staff, departments that make it roll like it does. God bless you. And we tell everybody everywhere what a great church this is. Where you guys been? Oh, well, let me tell you where we've been. And so you're famous in areas that you don't even know about. And so God bless you. It's just a delight to be here today. Now, I have something to bring today. And God and I wrestled with it all week. And again last night and again this morning because it's a challenge, okay? Would you, how many would accept the challenge today? A challenge from the Word of the Lord. A challenge. Because don't He know what we need to be doing in this last day? It's closing up fast, folks. It's closing up fast, fast, fast. And anything you thought you ever might do for the Lord, it's time to do it. And I'm telling you. So I'm excited to be traveling, doing the work of the Lord in this last day. This is an exciting day for revival. And so I'm going to challenge you along those lines today. Lord, I love you. I love this church, Jesus. I love people in this church, and the leadership of this church means so much to me personally. I pray that you just open up our hearts today and may, let it be more than just a speaker and a listener, but may we become as one in your spirit today and get done what you would have us to get done. And somebody shout in Jesus' name. Oh, come on now. Wave a hand to the Lord and praise Him. You can be seated. Going to Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And in your presence, I'm going to read the same day when the evening was come. Everybody say that's King James for evening. The same day when evening was come, He saith unto them, the He being Jesus, let us pass over to the other side. So I want to take His words and preach a few minutes this morning from this subject, this side or that side. This side or that side. Obviously, Jesus was on, for the sake of my sermon, Jesus was on this side. Because why else would He say to them, let's go to the other side? So there is a this side and there is another side. Jesus is speaking from this side, talking about another side. Now, let me set the story up for you. Jesus had been in a synagogue teaching and was very busy. He deals with the man that had the withered hand. As a matter of fact, at that incident, Jesus looks around him and gets angry. And the Bible says he was grieved for the hardness of their hearts. And that was the first inclination we had that the Pharisees had set out to kill him. They wanted to kill him. And so Chapter 4, he begins to teach those that have followed him from the seashore. Jesus had a beach ministry. Amen. Don't you want to go there? Amen. There were so many people pressing around him that he had to get into a boat and push it away from the edge of the beach and get out there where people could see him and everyone could hear him. So he didn't have a pulpit. He was sitting in a boat. Wow. And he taught them many things by parables during that time, Mark 4. He told them about the sower going out to sow. And he went on and told them, did you know what it's like to plant? And then it hits hard ground, and then some of it hits good ground. And on this side of the lake, sitting in a little boat, he's telling parables and giving instruction. He's explaining the way things need to happen, and he's trying to get these people to understand the truths of his kingdom. He continues admonishing and teaching. Verse 23, he said, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And so there, can you imagine what it would be like, Jesus to be in a little boat pushed out on the lake a little bit, and you gathered there just listening to him talk about his kingdom? Wow, how marvelous that must have been. Finally, when the evening time came, as I read to you in the scripture, he finished. And when he got through, he said, let's go to the other side. Okay, I'm through here. I've ministered here. I've talked about parables here. I've instructed you here. Now it's time for us to go somewhere else. Boy, Jesus is going to help us today. Finally, at the evening time, he said, let's go to the other side. Now, let's talk about this side, the side where he was preaching and giving parables. This side was familiar. This side was full of good instructive teaching. On this side, Jesus could give a parable. They could like it or not like it. People are the same, aren't they? They could receive it. They could not receive it. They could go home. They could tell somebody about it. They could do, because this was the comfortable side of the lake. This side was in close proximity to the synagogue. This side is where they lived. This side is where Jesus personally talking to them. And if I could say so, Jesus is taking time with them, maybe even spoiling them. This side was comfortable. On this side, they knew everybody. I mean, everybody that gathered around the beach to listen to him had been following him, and they knew him, and they knew each other. And everywhere they went, they were with people they knew, good God-fearing folks on this side. They had walked the beaches with the Lord. They had spent the night with him on the seashore, fishing, fellowshipping, building a fire, enjoying his words. They had their organization all in place on this side. Structure was in place on this side. On this side, they could run home anytime they needed to. That's always nice. On this side, they were familiar with all their surroundings. They knew where to eat. They knew where to sleep. Matter of fact, they knew where other people were eating. And sleeping, you know, they were just all comfortable. They knew all the little trails on this side where Jesus was talking. They talked to their same little group of friends every evening. On this side, they knew what the person next to them liked and didn't like. Yeah, they knew what issues were sensitive. On this side, they came and sat in the same pew every service, and on this side, they like to park in their own spot. And well, it didn't take me long to get messed up, did it? On this side, they love to sing songs that they like. Not too worried about the worship. On this side, they did what they wanted to with their own time. Jesus, after all, is just talking to them, and he's grown kind of common to them, and they're kind of used to hearing him. And so on this side, they just cooperated when it was convenient. Then comes the call. let's pass over to the other side. Not the comfortable side, the other side. Not the side when we're sitting on the beach singing Kumbaya, but the other side where things are different. It was a clear and certain call. There is no intimation that they had planned to ever cross over. Jesus just gets up and says, it's evening, let's go. And I just want to tell you that he's making the same statement on this Sunday morning. It's evening. Shadows are long. Israel in the Middle East is heating up. Armageddon's on its way. Come on! Oh, they took their departure solely out of obedience to his call. They acknowledged his authority. They trusted his wisdom. Their faith and confidence in him said, okay, we'll go. And without questioning the reason for him giving the order, they loosened the lines on the little boat he had been teaching in. They raised the sail and immediately headed for the other side. Abraham was on this side and God called him. He got up and left and began to wander across a land that God would show him. Without question, he packs up his family and strikes out to the other side and was later called the father of the faithful. Well, now we've preached about this side. Let's preach about the other side, where they're going. They didn't set out on a cruise. This was not an evening excursion up the coast to come back and have a nice fire and some fresh fish. They were crossing into another country. They were crossing to an unfamiliar shore. The words of Jesus was pointing them towards an invisible coastline with a different culture, a different kind of people, a different, perhaps, language, a different way of living that they weren't used to. But Jesus is saying, it's evening, I've given you parables all day long, now it's time for us to cross over to some other people that don't know about the parables, they don't know about your temples, they don't know about all that you're comfortable with, but they're calling me. My Lord, have mercy. So hug your memories and dry your eyes and say goodbye to this side. We're crossing over. Goodbye to pleasures, I've known it. Jesus is calling me to the other side. I hear him calling. I wonder if anybody can hear him today. Jesus didn't die for me to be comfortable on this side. Jesus didn't die for my parking place or my pew. He didn't die for me to come to church as I see fit. He didn't die for me to bring my kid to church and turn him loose to destroy everything. He didn't die to give me the option of whether or not I would come. He didn't hesitate to approach Calvary, and I can't hesitate to get out of my comfort zone and go to the other side. Oh, come on, we're going to get there. He didn't die for me to yawn through another Sunday morning. He didn't die for us to develop a social club of tongue talkers. I'm challenging you today, get up and get in the boat. Jesus said, it's evening, let's do things different. Jesus said, it's evening, let's go somewhere where they don't know about all the stuff we know about. Jesus said, it's evening, get into the boat, let's cross over to a heathen country, to a place where the devil reigns supreme. Come on, let's leave our place where we've already won a lot of battles, and let's get over there to people that don't know about me. Ah, my goodness. Notice the time of the departure when evening was come. The hustle of the day was past, and he said, come over to the other side. Dispensationally, I hope you know that it's evening. The news is shouting to you, it's evening time. Rebellion in America. We used to read about it in school, and now we're living it. Hate seething out of people. Excuses don't matter anymore. If I don't like you, I'm going to hate you. And furthermore, if I don't like you, I'll just kill you. And it's rampant in our world today. It's evening time. Jesus is saying, get uncomfortable and let's find somebody that's hungry for me. Jesus is calling us. In the evening time, we must leave our easy way of living. I think we've had enough preaching. We've had plenty of comfort. We've had enough socializing. We've spent enough time with our favorite friends. I'm not telling you to quit doing that, but I'm telling you there's a call from across town. There's a call from the rest of the state. There's a call from the bad side of town. People are saying, would you please leave your comfort zone and come and tell me about Jesus. I need to shake off my chains of addiction. I need to change my habits that are not worth anything. I want to know Jesus, but I don't know him. Would you leave your church long enough to stop by my street and tell me about him? I know I'm on the other side. I know I'm an outcast. I know I may not dress right or smell right. But I'm on the other side and I need you to come. And I'm just telling you, it's time to cross over. It's time to make a choice. This side or the other side. So we begin our trip to the other side. Here's some good news. He didn't say you go. He said, let's go. I'm not sending you somewhere by yourself. I'm going with you. Oh, hallelujah. Shake hands with someone and tell him if you'll go, he'll go with you. Yeah, if you go, he'll go with you. In the same boat, if you will. Stepping on board the boat, he says, come on, boys and girls. I won't leave you comfortless. There's another shore. There's another level. There's another culture that's hungry. There are people that are calling out to me, let's go. So after heeding the call to cross over, guess what happened? They said, okay, they got in the boat and they're going. Guess what you think happened? A storm. How many have ever started out to do something good and a storm came? Yeah, however, you know, you made up your mind tomorrow, and then tomorrow all hell broke loose. And you couldn't seem to get it done. So that's what happens when you heed the call. The one that commanded them to cross over would never leave them to the will or fate of nature himself. So the very creator of the water and the storm rose from his pillow and dealt with it. I told these guys to cross over, so water, you lay down and be calm. Wind, you hush up your howling. Thunder, you be quiet. They're obeying me. Lightning, get back in your cage. We're crossing over, and nothing's going to stop us. There's another culture that's calling us. There's another bunch of people that are wanting help. There's another place in town that's desperate for me. Cross over into some evangelism. To do that, you have to say goodbye to some of your personal time. You have to give up some personal habits. You know what you'll never witness if you're waiting on the right time? How many know that we've got an enemy? Yeah, as soon as you say, I'm going to do it on Thursday, what happens? Something will always come up. But to cross over, you'll have to get off the comfortable beach and give up an evening and join one of the programs of the church. To one of the best churches I've ever been in, I challenge you today. we've been on this side long enough. I'm ready to leave the parable side and get over to the miracle side. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah with me. You've heard enough teaching through the generations at this church to save all of Madison. Get out there in the middle of the world, in the middle of the road. Cross over to the other side. You're not going to backslide if you talk to a sinner. Oh, come on now. Get up and walk out of your comfort zone. Get bold. Cross over and become an evangelist. Knock some doors. Make some phone calls. Write some notes. Do something. But get out of the Bless Me Club and get into the win a lost, hellbound soul to God. The church doesn't need to wait any longer. This church has been trained like few I know of. This church has been educated. And oh, how grateful we are for that. Your spirit filled, your word taught, your Holy Ghost infused. But we're still on the beach. Get up. Cross over. There are hundreds that are waiting to hear from you. There are no excuses. Please don't come up to me or Pastor after church today and give us an excuse over why you can't witness. Just save it and tell the Lord on the judgment day. Whew. Let's get back to that side. I've strayed. So when the boat grounded the shore on the other side, they stepped out. And guess what the first thing was that greeted them? The pure old nasty devil. Have any of you ever met him? Really? Man, I need to move here. Seems that he chases me everywhere I go. And, wow. But here's the deal. Now, you're on the nasty side. Now you're on the hungry side. Now you're on the needy side. Now you're on the side where nearly everybody's addicted. You're on the side where Satan controls the schools, where Satan controls everything that goes on, and it's different. And guess what? The devil don't want you on his side. That's been his territory. He rules people on that side. He possesses people on that side. They fear him on that side. They're scared of him on that side. He's the king on that side. I'm going to read to you from Mark 5 and 1. Their boat came to rest in the country of the Gadarenes, and they came over into the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. Can we keep going? And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, not with chains. Because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken into pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. They answered the call to go with Jesus to the other side. And Satan said, I'm not having it. You're not coming over here. This is my territory. This is my street corner where I rule who gets the drugs. This is my part of town. This is where I infiltrate the school and intimidate everybody. I don't want Christians over here. So he threw his biggest, meanest, if that's a word, nastiest, most repulsive, most full of the devil, demoniac follower that he had out on the beach to protect that side. You want to come over here? Come on, I got this place. But I'm fixing to tell you, it's going to be worth it for you to get off the beach and go to the other side. Woo! He said, I'm the boss over here. Go, wild man. Go stick it to those people that think they can come over here. We rule here. As a matter of fact, here's you 2,000 extra demons.
That's true.
I'm going to pack them inside of you so you can overcome that little boatload of upstart witness and evangelist and saints to think that they can come over here. So here, big boy, I'm going to let you out of the graveyard. You see that boat with a little group of people huddled around the bow of it and trying to decide what they're going to do down there? Well, go get them and throw them out of my beach and my territory. Mark 5 and 6. But when he, the man that was tearing chains off of himself, the man that slept in the graveyard, the man that had 2,000 extra devils put on him just to run off the little witnessing folks, when he saw Jesus afar off, boy, I like that. He didn't even have to get close. Don't you like that? He ran. When the devil's greatest warrior saw Jesus, when the man with 2,000 demons in him saw Jesus, when the ruler of that side saw Jesus, when hell's best representative saw Jesus, he fell to the ground and began to worship him. I'm telling you, don't be afraid to go where the others are. Don't be afraid to head over into the bad part of town. Don't be afraid to get you a van and fill it up with needy, stinking people that need God. As I'm going to tell you, when you go, Jesus is going with you. Oh, come on, everybody worship the Lord with me. Hey, Tanana Moshandala Hakaya. Hey, how many want to get up and do something for the Lord? How many are encouraged to know that wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you talk to, he's going with you? The devil may have claimed Madison. The devil may have loosed all kind of spirits in Madison. The devil may have claimed this part of Wisconsin. He may roar and stomp. He may send thousands of demons after you. But if you'll cross over, the minute you step your foot into a new territory, the demons will bow down. Jesus is calling some of you this morning. You've been wondering whether or not you should obey the call of God. You've been wondering if you should bring those people to church. You've been wondering if you should get involved. And the Holy Ghost is telling you today, yes, cross over, get involved. I'll go with you. Because if God be for us, who can be against us? No weapon the devil has ever formed can prosper against the church of the God. Everywhere you place your feet, I'll give it to you. It's my promise. Cross over to that side. If we sit content on the beach on our side, it'll be because that's what we wanted to do. He saying to us to cross over. You know what happened? Those demons went screaming over the edge of a cliff and were never heard of again. Just when the demoniac saw Jesus, fell down to worship, they all took off. They found the demoniac clothed and in his right mind. Because somebody got out of the boat on this side and went to that side. I've got news for you. There's some nasty people in rags and not doing so well that could be sitting here in a suit loving Jesus if you'd go ahead and get out of your boat on this side. Come on now, get off the beach and go find them and bring them to church. You may have to buy yourself a van, I don't know. But get somebody in the presence of Jesus and something great will happen. So now let me get to the good part. Here's the good part. Because they heeded the call to cross over. On that side, they're headed into town. They run into a guy named Jairus. He says, I don't know you, but from what I've heard that happened to that demoniac, I've got a daughter that's dying. If you'll just say the word, it'll take care of it. Well, I'm going to tell you, when you get on that side, miracles start happening. You're not just talking parables anymore. You're living. You're starting to live the miracle. My goodness. Jesus starts to go with him. But on that side, the crowds were so big. Are you here? On that side, the crowds were so big that Jesus couldn't even get to his house. While the overflow crowds are crowding around him, a little woman with an issue of blood pushes her way through. If I can but touch. See, on that side, there's revival being loosed like never before. On the other side, they talked about revival. On this side, they're having revival. On that side, they were comfortable. On this side, they're not comfortable, but they're having a move of God. Do you hear me? It's time for us to get out where they are and get the work done. God is ready! Servants of Jairus came running and said, don't worry about your daughter being healed. She's dead. Jesus says, oh. Don't you dare worry about that. We're on the miracle side. He walked into the room, threw out all the mourners and crying, weeping, wailing people, and said, little girl, get up. Do you want to see the dead brought to life? Do you want to see cancer healed? Do you want to see blood disease healed? Do you want to see lives changed? It's on the other side. Come on now. Come on now. We've talked about it on this side for years. It's time to get out there on the other side and see what God will do. Woo! I pray the next time you pull in this parking lot, if you haven't tried to win somebody to God, conviction will help you get you. And God told Terry, if you'll leave your comfortable Cadillac and your nice life and go to China, I'll go with you. And he has. And revival is exploding over there. So let me ask you this. If salvation depended on a production bonus, how many would get a check? To one of the best churches I know and have ever been in. I'm telling you, it's time to double up. Double down. Take the battle to the devil. He'll run. He'll run. He'll run. God's going to put every place you go under your feet and give you. Win a soul, knock a door, make a call, write a note, do something. But get up off the beach of comfort and let's find an addicted person. Let's find an abused person. Let's find somebody that's surely going to go to hell. And I pass people driving to church today. Need what I've got. But it was too cold, and so I didn't stop. God, forgive me. Oh, shut. Would you wait on the Lord? So everyone that wants to cross over, you want to be a last day soul winner. You want to be a last day witness. If you want to come up here, you can. If not, you can pray where you are. But you must, listen to me, you must answer the challenge of the Lord today. And you may think, I'm not going to respond, I'm just going to leave. Well, that is a response.